This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Second quarter of 2018, federal data indicates that 32% of compensation for workers is in benefits like bonuses, paid leave, and company contributions to insurance and retirement plans. These are benefits in lieu of wage increases. Third woman has come forward with sexual charges against Judge Kavanaugh, Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court. The death rates are soaring for bicyclists. Metro areas are the deadliest are Tampa-St. Pete, Jacksonville, Orlando, Miami, Sacramento, New Orleans, and Phoenix. FAA reauthorization includes mandatory rest breaks for flight attendants. Across Britain, the number of children living in poverty has jumped sharply in the past 6 years, a trend that critics blame in part on the Conservative-led government's policy of austerity, the budget slash in response to the 2008 financial crisis. In responding to cheerleader charges of sexual harassment at the Washington Redskins, some changes have been made. There are new uniforms, which show slightly less skin for a group of cheerleaders who mingle with fans but do not perform on the sidelines. An elite group of supporters and suite owners this year were not invited to a team calendar shoot in Mexico, and two female police officers accompanied the team to provide security. The cheerleaders also no longer be assigned to private events. Many say this is not enough. So far, about 8 cities in Puerto Rico have forwarded tax notices to utility companies that help restore their power grid. City officials said such assessments were a normal part of doing business in Puerto Rico. In most cases, however, they're charged to companies engaged in profit-making business activity, not utilities making emergency repairs after a natural disaster. Election machines used in more than half of the U.S. states carry a flaw disclosed more than a decade ago that makes them vulnerable to a cyber attack, according to a new report. McDonald's is stripping artificial ingredients from more food to win over customers who the burger chain believes don't want to eat things with names like calcium propionate and sodium benzoate. Officials are investigating whether Yale illegally discriminates against Asian American applicants. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.